WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Federal Bureau of Land Management continues to get pressure to not allow oil and gas exploration around Lake Somerville.
This past week, the Brenham City Council passed a resolution after multiple attempts at dissuading the federal agency from issuing the leases. City officials told the Brenham Banner-Press that they are concerned that oil and gas exploration on the 1,400 acres of federally owned land around the lake could contaminate the city's only source of drinking water for the city's roughly 15,000 residents. The federal agency has denied previous protests of the leases and plans to move forward pending final decision on appeal filed by the city. David Burrell, TSN News.
Last month's sub-freezing temperatures that resulted in record electric usage in Texas is now being reflected in power bills. David Worley at BTU shared during our show how skyrocketing prices are passed along.
Market cap in ERCOT actually went up to a $9,000 cap for a megawatt hour.
That used to be like $1,500 or something?
Before that it was, on a typical day, right now, today it'll be $25 maybe. And so it can go to $9,000. And your utility absorbs that through its fuel rate.
Worley also says BTU customers benefit when they sell electricity to the wholesale market. During the three-week period ending February 1st, the Twin Cities had more than 70 vehicle burglaries.
49 in College Station over a three-week period of time. We were only including the ones that we kind of were linking with the stolen vehicles over a two-and-a-half-week period of time, which was 27. So there's technically more than that.
Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the common factor is the vehicles are unlocked.
We've preached it and preached it so many times. Remove your items. Take your keys out of your car and lock it.
McKeithen says 14 burglaries took place before sunrise last Thursday in a new housing development off Chick Lane between Villa Maria and Leonard Roads. Bryan police arrested three teenagers last Friday on charges of a convenience store armed robbery that took place 3 weeks ago.
17-year-old Tony Childs Jr., who was taken into custody without incident, remains in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of $35,000 bond. A 15-year-old from College Station and a 16-year-old from Bryan were arrested at the Brazos County Juvenile Justice Center. Victims told police there were four people involved in the January 18th holdup at Quick Mart at the corner of William Joe Bryan and Villa Maria. A deputy Brazos County constable who caught an SUV going 84 miles an hour on Highway 6 south of College Station last Thursday morning learned the driver had 22 suspensions and three convictions on her driver's license. That led to the arrest of 36-year-old Twana Briggs of Houston for driving with an invalid license with one prior conviction. Briggs is out of jail after posting a $3,000 bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30. And remember, you can take us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer? And who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Good morning, 609, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Doing some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here's the weather.
Clouds, we'll certainly be talking about those over the next couple of days. We look mild through Tuesday and then cooler by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy for today, 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms arriving after midnight, lows 55 to 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Showers will taper off end tomorrow night, breezy, lows close to 50 degrees. Mostly cloudy and only 50 to 55 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, like the great Harry Carey would say, Eagles win, Eagles win.
Jump ball, it's ricocheted around and incomplete in the end zone. Zeros on the clock, it's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots.
And they did beat the New England Patriots 41-33 last night in Minneapolis, Super Bowl 52. Belongs in Philly, and the town has decided to go ahead and rip the whole city up. That's how much they're celebrating today after their first ever Super Bowl win. So we'll talk about that, as well as Aggie men's and women's hoops both picking up wins. The guys, a big victory over South Carolina Saturday. The women, a big win over Auburn yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so, like, what's your general observation?
General observation of the game.
The game, yeah.
The game.
The experience.
It was a good game. It really was. Yeah. It was a really great game. I'll be honest, I didn't sit and watch as much of it as maybe I have in the past. I was at a social event, and I was socializing.
Okay, we weren't sitting on the couch with your dog eating pizza.
No. Which
How
is
did you know? It wasn't pizza, but no.
Pizza.
Mm. All right, Chelsea, what were your...
I watched more of this game than I've ever watched. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, so I went to my parents' house, so it was just like a few of us.
Okay.
And I thought it was a great football game.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really good. And I love a good underdog story. Love a good Texas quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Nick Foles. Fly, Eagles, fly. I think the Ertz couple is going to completely just knock Tom and Giselle to the side because they're the cutest thing under the sun right now. And I thought the ads were okay. I thought halftime was good. I don't think it was memorable. But I thought the game was. I really enjoyed it.
I was not a fan of the halftime. I thought the tribute to Prince was cool when they did the lights.
Right, which is funny because a lot of people in Minneapolis are not happy about that.
Why?
I'm not sure. I think they didn't like the superimposed video
of
him.
The hologram thing.
Okay. On the curtain. I'm not sure why, but I thought that was fine. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I thought it was a good taste.
A lot of people complain that JT didn't sing enough, but he's a performer. He's not necessarily, yes, he's a singer, but he's also a dancer. And I thought the whole thing was great. But, you know, he didn't fly in from the roof. He didn't come in on an animatronic lion or anything. So, it was okay.
Well, that's the thing is, I didn't see it. I never see the halftime show. But, I don't. I'm going home during the halftime show.
Gotcha.
So, but yes, there needs to be, of all the things they've done, there's usually a spectacular entrance or some spectacular moment in the halftime. And it sounds like there wasn't that. Plus, was that like a camo suit he had on? What was he wearing?
Yeah.
It was like camo pants, and then the shirt looked like it came out of like L.L. Bean. It had like bears on it something.
Yeah.
His new album is called Man in the Woods.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it had a little bit to do with that, and he's, you know, up in the tundra in the north.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Justin Timberlake. Like, of course it was going to be a little weird.
Okay. And he was
wearing Nike Air Jordan 3s, by the way.
Ooh,
oh. Okay, I was wondering.
And that was a stellar McCartney design on the coat that he had on there.
Yeah, so. he had one was the leather jacket with the frills on it.
Yeah.
It looked like a little bit like Davy Crockett.
Yeah. Yep. That's what he came out in.
Then he changed that into one that matched the pants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle. I kept waiting for NSYNC. I was
Me
hoping
too.
On a hope that they were going to bring NSYNC back.
Well, at the very beginning, like 4 or 5 backup dancers were with him, and for a split second, I thought it was the boys, and then I realized they were just normal backup dancers.
Hello.
Hey, is Chris Collinsworth the Brett Musburger of the NFL?
Oh, he's the worst. I actually don't mind his voice, and because some people are like, oh, it's so annoying. I don't mind his voice and, like, even just his cadence, I guess. But the reviewed plays last night, both him and Al Michaels just butchered the crap out of those.
Yeah, I don't know why they – so the Zach Ertz touchdown – was it took forever because, again, people are trying to figure out what the heck is a catch in the NFL because
right.
we honestly don't know.
Right.
And they did take quite some time to review that, obviously, and they came back. They made the official ruling, and then did they convert on the two-point conversion or they went for a two-point conversion?
Right.
Either way, the play was over. It was done. The refs, the officials had already made their ruling, and then they went back and started talking about it again.
Yeah. Well, my fit, Chris. I just give up. And I'm like, well, then go home. Stop wasting our time.
Right. He did say that.
He did. He said, I give up. And I understand there's been a lot of controversy with
these. And they'll
fix
it.
Yeah, and they will. And they will. But I didn't think that one was that controversial.
It was a catch.
He took three steps.
Anyone in their right mind would tell you that was a catch. Just like you think that all the other ones have been catches.
And they kept talking about the ball popping up off the ground. But no, that like once it crosses the plane, it's a touchdown, boys. Come on.
How do you feel about the referee smiling so
the
much?
Whole time? What was that? Act like you've been there before.
Well, my gosh.
Listen to her, Zach.
Yeah, it was
bizarre. It was so weird.
Well, you know, Gene Steratore's the guy with the, it was the Cowboys and Raiders game, the piece of paper. That was him.
Oh, he used the piece of paper to, like, measure
right.
the first down.
Yeah.
But he did. Every time they would go to him, he'd have this smirk on his face. Yep. And it was bizarre. It was so weird.
Well, I was talking to a guy who's an official about that last week because there had been an official caught smiling during the one of the New England touchdowns because he was asking for the ball.
Oh.
That was a frozen shot, okay, which, again, maybe he was only smiling for a split second, but nonetheless it was caught. And there was the discussion, oh, the refs were in on it too kind of
thing.
And I asked him about it, and he basically said, well, you know, those guys have got that gig, and they're not going to lose it. So they don't really care what people think. I'm going, wow, okay.
Ooh, okay.
And maybe that's the deal, is this guy wants to be – because a long time ago, there was a guy named Jim Tunney who was a referee, and he was built, okay? This guy was muscled up.
Uh-huh.
He's the one who – he's probably the first referee who got custom-made shirts, you know, so you could see
– right.
He was Ed Hockley before Ed Hockley.
Absolutely. He was the first one. And then – because the rest of them were just kind of, they did other stuff, you know, they didn't work out. But now, maybe they're trying to inject themselves into part of what the experience is.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he was really enjoying his job, which I guess is a good thing. But
I suppose. I've done the same thing. I go over to a guy's house and we play cards and watch the Super Bowl.
I've
been doing that for like 30 years. Always the same basic core group. And so the TV's on in the living room, and we're in the kitchen area. So we can see the TV.
Okay.
But I was talking to Kevin just a few minutes ago. Last night, we never stopped to watch a commercial.
You know, and I kind of with you. I was not impressed.
Man, I'm glad I was invested in this game.
Okay, well, were you invested in the commercials?
Well, yeah, just because I wanted to see them.
Okay,
I was wasting time watching the game.
Was there anything that you thought was really outstanding?
So I'm just a huge fan of Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. So
Dirty Dancing. That was actually tied
so
for number one.
That. Well, yeah, that's because Tide spent billions of dollars to literally cover the entire game. And theirs was pretty good. They did it in a cute way, but my first thought was, wow, they're really trying to make up for this Tide Pod Challenge.
Well, and the deal was, the one where he does all the cliches from all the Super Bowl ads, he goes, nope, it's a Tide ad.
Yep.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. But, and then I liked the Alexa commercial with Cardi B and Fat Amy.
That was number one.
Oh,
that was number one.
See,
actually, they tied number one, that one and the Odell Beckham and Manning.
Yeah. Odell Beckham and Manning, I think I like that one the most. But I'd already seen the Alexa one before.
Oh, okay.
So
I wanted to know how long it took them to shoot that with all the choreography that went
on.
Oh, I know.
And then I also liked the last one was the Doritos Mountain Dew commercial lip sync battle with Morgan Freeman and the short guy.
Look at you. You got
and the
you,
short guy.
You have
Peter Dinklage. He has a name.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't remember it.
You have three of the top
four.
So you are – Yeah. Middle America.
Well, good. There really wasn't a lot else to choose from.
The one that came in number five was The Good Odds. That was a Toyota commercial about the child that was born without the legs.
Oh, yes.
And they do the
Paralympic thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that
right.
was a good one. That yep. was touching.
From a humorous standpoint, the Danny DeVito came in number six.
Oh, the Eminem one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened so early that I kind of forgot
did.
About it.
It did. Yeah. But anyhow, those were the top five or
six. I thought the Olympics did a good job. I mean, obviously, they're coming up. This is a huge time for
their
them
deal.
To advertise.
Their deal.
I thought all of their commercials were pretty cool. Yeah. So long, but good.
Well, and again, your thought is, this is $5 million.
Yeah.
What is your return on investment? And
right.
I don't know. I don't, again, because my situation is we are doing something else while the game is on. So it's not like we are sitting around to watch the game.
Right.
So it's kind of secondary and always has mm-hmm. been, but... For people who did sit around as a group to watch the game,
right.
did the commercials make a bigger or better impression on them?
Right. I need to ask my friend. Most of my friends aren't awake yet. They did a Super Bowl party, and they had a game where, you know, the girl who hosts it, I think like a bottle of wine is the gift, but everyone, it's almost like a bingo type thing.
Okay.
Or so if certain things happen during the game and you get to check those off your list and then whoever wins at the end. So it keeps everyone invested and it has to do with the game and the commercials.
Okay.
So you truly are kind of watching the whole thing because you have this like side game that you're doing at the same
That's
time.
That's a great way to do it.
It
and
is,
again,
yeah.
you have to know that there are a lot of people whose level of interest are, I want to watch every snap, to others like, why am I here?
Right.
To what's
exactly.
the next food you're bringing out,
uh-huh.
and or somewhere in that range. So,
yeah
that's probably a pretty good
yeah.
way to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew any commercials that I missed were going to be online
yep.
as soon as the game was over.
Sure,
so.
That's the other thing. Is I didn't think that there was as much pre-sale on a lot of them. They did mention that Bezos was going to be in the Alexa ad, which is, you know, okay, that's mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos, if you didn't know what he looked like.
Mm, yeah.
It's kind of scary with that shaved head, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, 720.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control. This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, 723 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you have any thoughts on the Super Bowl, you can certainly... You could share them with us.
You can.
You could tweet them. You could call us.
We did get a couple text messages in.
Okay.
The happy ref was quoted as saying dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Someone also said, I wish NBC would copy ESPN megacast of college football and give us some options besides Collinsworth.
You know, that's probably a good thing. And actually, I went over to NBC Sports after the game mm-hmm. to listen to some of the things they said. And I don't know who the people were. Oh, well, one of them was like Chris Sims' kid. Is that right?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyhow, I just look like two 14-year-olds in there who never played the game.
Yeah.
But one of them said, I went to a Super Bowl and an XFL, a USFL game. No, what was the one? Arena football. He said an arena football game broke out. Because it did have that feel.
Oh.
I mean, who's got the ball last is going to score and
right,
win the game.
Right,
that's exciting, though.
It is. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. No, not saying it's a bad
thing. But they looked, and I want to say that it was the most yards in any postseason game ever.
Well, yeah, I think so.
And that was well before it was over.
Well, that's what people want, especially if you have a disinterest or people who are marginally interested.
Yeah. Right.
If you make it a compelling game from that standpoint.
Well,
so
and what,
it's
like
not a runaway.
One, two punts, yeah. And both from the Eagles?
Right.
I don't
yeah.
think the Patriots right. punted at all.
No, the Eagles go for it on fourth down quite a bit.
Well, yeah, that was exciting. That was fun.
And, so, now you say that we have a new cute couple, too, right? I mean, you think
Zach Ertz and his wife, she plays for the U.S. women's soccer team.
Oh, okay.
So she's very athletic as well.
Oh, blonde-headed lady.
They kept showing her.
Yeah. And so,
she wasn't in a suite, it didn't look like.
No, she was not.
She's
and
like
neither
down
was
there.
Mike Trout. It was kind of interesting for them to show some of the celebrities and other people who were obviously down with the fans.
Bradley Cooper was in a suite, though.
Next to the CEO and chairman of the Eagles.
That's now, an interesting story on the guy who owns the Eagles, which I didn't realize, is that he once tried to buy
the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lost that to
Robert Kraft.
And so he ended up buying this team
for
$184 million, which was a record at the time.
By the way, Zach Ertz's wife, his name is Julie.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say Lindsay, and I didn't think that was correct.
No.
So.
Well,
thinking about Lindsay Vonn, all the commercials from last
probably.
Night.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Who knows?
And just so you know, I don't believe this, but it says almost 14 million Super Bowl viewers will call in sick.
I don't know.
They've discussed it. Should this be a holiday?
Right. No.
Which is crazy.
No, because not that many people care.
Survey released last week from the Workforce Institute claims that an estimated 13.9 million U.S. Americans will call in sick today.
Wow.
You can't do that.
No.
You
cannot
do that.
If you live in Philadelphia, that's all fine, right. Because that city will
you might not
shut
even be
down.
Able to, you might not even be able to get to work with all the fires and riots and stuff.
Well, it's Philadelphia.
Oh,
I mean, I think I have booing I'll play later this morning, because after all, they're the people who booed Santa Claus, if you'll remember, years ago. They're famous for that. All right, 7:26. Let's do some weather. And it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. I don't know. I guess kind of surprisingly cool this morning. Maybe we were expecting something a little nicer because we were supposed to have a nice day yesterday. Nonetheless, partly sunny, high temperature about 59 today with north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. They'll turn around to the south this afternoon. And then tonight we'll be down to about 54. 50-50 chance of some rain tomorrow. May warm up a little bit. We may be up to about 68 or so. And then 60% chance of rain on Tuesday night. It's a 50% chance of rain on Wednesday with a high around 60. And then we get the clouds out of here a little bit on Thursday. Get to see some sunshine, but it's cloudy again on Friday. Sorry, not the best of all worlds, but hey, it's not Minneapolis and stuff like that. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 9, 73% relative humidity. Chill factor is 33, and we have an air temperature right now of 39 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
In 2010, Army Private Bradley Manning was arrested for passing along classified information, including national defense secrets. He pled guilty and was sentenced to 35 years in jail. 7 years later, after an all-expense-paid sex change operation, Chelsea Manning was given a get-out-of-jail-free card by President Obama, and liberals were ecstatic. In 2013, NSA contractor Eric Snowden fled the country, leaked thousands of highly classified government documents to the Washington Post and the New York Times. He was granted asylum by Russia, where he still lives, and liberals labeled him a hero. On January 11th, The Post was released, a movie celebrating the Washington Post going up against the government to publish the Pentagon Papers, a secret government study about the Vietnam War, while we were still at war. Despite being warned that they would put national security at risk, liberal elites applauded then and are applauding the movie now. Now, these same liberals, after smugly defending the leaking of classified government secrets for years, now insist that a four-page memo detailing actions by agents of the Obama regime to thwart Trump's campaign should remain secret for the sake of national security. How long until the left makes a movie romanticizing Devin Nunes for going through channels to release a memo in accordance with the law? Don't hold your breath.
It'll never happen.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, when it comes to identity theft, you have a choice, folks. You can rely on monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, or you can get LifeLock to see more. LifeLock is able to see things you might not be able to see, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of threats. And if you have a problem, one of LifeLock's specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you'll have identity theft protection that allows you to see more identity threats than you may otherwise miss. Memberships start $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And you can get a 10% discount by using promo code RUSH. Just call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% off. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station and Bryan Police are again asking us to keep our vehicles locked and remove all valuables. That follows more than 70 reports in a three-week period ending February 1st. 29 victims were in Bryan.
We've been looking at some offenses over the last 2.5 weeks, where include 27 burglary motor vehicles and 2 stolen vehicles. In all of these cases, the one thing that stands out in Bryan, they're all unlocked, every single one of them. Even the vehicles that were stolen, unlocked, keys in the car.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says another 49 were in College Station.
Well, I reached out to College Station to include them in here because we know that some of these have been overlapping, as one of the stolen vehicles from their case was recovered here in Bryan.
In Bryan last Thursday, there were 20 vehicle burglaries, 7 thefts, 2 forgeries, and 1 case of stealing or receiving stolen property. And 14 of last Thursday's vehicle burglaries were in a new residential subdivision off Chick Lane between Villa Maria and Leonard Road. A third arrest of a Bryan man in the last 10 months is the third person accused of 8 vehicle burglaries in and south of College Station last July.
According to the arrest report, officers found in the car occupied by 18-year-old Fernando Funes Cruz and the other suspects stolen property that was linked to 6 burglaries of unlocked vehicles in College Station and 2 reported to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. All 8 burglaries took place within a 10-minute time span. Cruz is out of jail on bond, as are fellow suspects Felix Ponce of College Station and Frank Blanco of Bryan. A Bryan man's in jail for the second time in 13 days because he was riding a bicycle without a headlight. According to the arrest report, the officer who checked the bicycle's identification sticker from Texas A&M discovered the bike was stolen the day before. 17-year-old Isaiah Flott, who told officers he found the bike at the College Station apartment complex, was arrested for misdemeanor theft and riding without a headlight. At the time of his arrest, Flott was out on bond following his arrest January 20th for a vehicle burglary. A College Station man in jail who's awaiting 3 trials on drug charges from last year is now accused of firing a gun during a fight outside an apartment complex last October. According to the arrest report from College Station police, 32-year-old Bernice Williams III tested positive for gunshot residue on his right hand from the incident at the Flats on 12 Apartments. Williams denied having a gun because he was a convicted felon. The arrest report did not indicate any of the 5 people involved in the fight were hit by the gunfire. A Bryan School District employee is on paid leave following his arrest at the district's bus barn on a weapons charge. That's after Bryan police responded to a call last Thursday afternoon of an employee who was asleep in their truck with a holstered 9mm pistol in plain view on the dashboard. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Colton Gonzalez of College Station told the officer he did not have a license to carry the gun, which was fully loaded with a bullet in the chamber. Gonzalez also told the officer he leaves the gun secured in the truck when he's driving his bus routes. When asked why he had the pistol in plain view, Gonzalez said due to the holster, he's unable to keep it comfortably next to him while sitting in the truck. Gonzalez is out of jail after posing a $3,000 bond after he was arrested for unlawful carrying of a weapon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time, a Texas prison will become air-conditioned, and it's the Wallace Pack Unit near Navasota. That follows a lawsuit filed by six inmates. Their attorney, Jeff Edwards, notes at least 10 TDCJ inmates were affected during a heat wave in the summer of 2011.
It's very significant that the court found constitutional violations and that the agency has acknowledged the risk to these inmates.
There are no plans to air-condition other prisons. BTU is among the electric providers around Texas who are dealing with customers who are struggling to pay higher than normal bills from last month's sub-freezing temperatures.
We do give our customers a little extended period just as our normal course of business over a lot of utilities, but you have to catch up on the bill. So contact us if you're having problems or call 211.
BTU's David Worley on our show says not paying your bills is something that doesn't work for very long.
Everything's online, so our customers have access to their account, see their interval data, so it'll tell them what their meter's doing at every hour. And so a lot of times, rather than calling and telling us your bill's high, we know that my bill's high, your bill's high.
Everybody.
Right, everybody's bill got high.
Worley says the price of buying electricity jumped from $25 to $9,000 per megawatt hour during last month's cold snap, a cost that is passed on to customers. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us your thoughts on the Super Bowl, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In 1985, Aggies Bill and Sandra Trainer opened their very first Wolf Creek Car Wash. Today, they are pleased to announce their recently renovated Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie. Find free do-it-yourself vacuums, stay-in-your-car vehicle car washes, and oil change opportunities like you've never seen before. Be sure to join in the celebration at Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie on Monday, February 12th at 10 a.m. Register for prizes and giveaways. Wolf Creek Car Wash and Oil Change at Rock Prairie. Car wash open 24 hours to serve you.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, it's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. In the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by Malik. Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Lots of clouds in our forecast over the next couple of days. We'll have a high today of about 60 to 65. Cloudy tonight, a few showers, and maybe even a thunderstorm overnight. Lows 55 to 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, warmer, 70 to 75. Showers and breezy tomorrow night, near 50. Mostly cloudy and turning cooler for the day Wednesday. Highs will be only 50 to 55 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, they're burning couches in Philly.
Jump ball. It's ricocheted around and incomplete.
in the end zone. Zeros on the clock. It's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots.
Burning couches, cars, Wawas, anything that'll pretty much catch on fire. So the Philadelphia Eagles celebrating that 41-33 win in Super Bowl 52 last night over Tom Brady and the Patriots. We will cover that game as well as Aggie men's and women's hoops in action over the weekend, both picking up big wins and plenty of other Aggie sports to talk about. All that more coming up in sports.
And you could tell when the Patriots took the field.
And now, the AFC champion, New England Patriots.
You can tell by that crowd reaction, this is a Philadelphia crowd.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, fine, whatever.
I just saw on Twitter, and it's a post from the New York Post, and it's got a picture of Eli and Odell Beckham in the final jump picture phase. And
it says,
Giants win, and it has a little asterisk next to it, and it says, best ad. And then the very like bottom corner, it says, oh, and the Eagles beat Patriots.
Yeah, that too, just as an aside.
Right, exactly.
So Nick Foles, I mean, he's played football here in College Station.
Yes, he has. My roommate actually after the game was like, hey man, guess what? I lost to a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He goes, we got our butts kicked, but it was awesome.
Yeah,
now.
They did that.
That was when he was at Westlake or at Arizona?
Yeah, Westlake. My roommate played at Consol. So,
Let me say that. Yeah, they lost in 2007, and he was probably on the team in 2005 also. But they lost by a pretty good margin. But those two teams have played like 17 or 18 times.
Yeah.
So they are. Kind of a neat story, though, about, and I didn't know this till yesterday, that Foles is actually an online graduate student at Liberty University, earning his master's degree in divinity.
Oh. Really? I didn't know that.
His plan, he wasn't going to come back and play football.
Yeah. Right.
But he went out, I think, on a hunting trip with his brother-in-law or something, who talked him into coming back. But
went camping.
Right. His plan is to become a pastor. Mm-hmm. When he finishes his football career.
Yeah.
With a master's in divinity.
Well, and I think he even wears one of those old school, like, what would Jesus do bracelets.
Oh, is that right?
I'm pretty sure I saw it on his wrist last night. Well, yeah, so.
Again, that's that's not your typical person.
No.
Whether it's a pro athlete or not. Not your typical person.
Wife was struggling through some health issues. Yeah. And so he had, he didn't touch a ball for 3 or 4 months, they said. It was just his story was pretty cool.
It is an interesting backstory, that's for sure.
Be all interested to see, too, if he stays on with the Eagles. I imagine that he'll be.
There might be some people who
be interested in him.
All right. A Maryland man struck in the head by a dead Canadian goose
and
plunged from the sky.
I heard of this,
after a fellow hunter fired a shot on the flock overhead.
Yeah.
The goose fell about 90 feet, knocking the hunter out instantly and causing head and facial injuries, knocked out a couple of his teeth, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow. Well, they are big birds.
Well, they are. Yeah. This thing weighs like 15 or 16 pounds, comes rocketing down from 90 feet in the sky.
Jerry, heads up.
Getting even. Just getting even every once in a while.
Even after death.
Yes, nature can do that. So apparently there was a snowball vending machine in Minneapolis.
Oh.
An ad agency created a snowball vending machine to promote the state.
Okay.
Okay.
How much for a snowball?
First of all, the people are already there.
Right.
Okay, if you're trying
there's
to get them to come to the state.
There's snow on the ground. Right. Mm-hmm.
The vending machine was set up about 15 minutes away from the site of Super Bowl 52. Because, again, there's snow on the ground. Are you actually going to walk to a vending machine? But nevertheless.
Yeah.
Each snowball hand-packed, placed inside a customized canister.
Oh, how funny.
That proudly displayed the exact date of its creation. The chief creative officer for the advertising agency said, ultimately, we were looking to find something that celebrates the region and that celebrates the fact that 6 or 7 months out of the year, it's pretty dang cold. And there's something cool about that.
Yeah, I guess.
Our pride is our tundra, they said.
Our tundra.
Now, all the funds went to the Wildlife Inquiry, which is a Minnesota-based nonprofit. Snowballs cost $1.
Okay.
Speaking of nonprofits, Hyundai did their commercial.
Oh, what a tearjerker.
Now, and it was, they wanted to do it in real time.
Okay.
But they couldn't because the NFL officials were concerned from a security standpoint.
Okay.
It had the feel of a live commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it said, welcome to Super Bowl. What was it, 52?
52.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it. Okay. Yeah. And so what happens
so it wasn't, that's kind of a bummer.
It is, but it was simply
still good.
Their intent
Right.
Their intent was for it to be, and if you didn't happen to see it, it's worth going to see.
Yes, Hyundai.
Go ahead, you can explain it to us.
Well, so basically, it showed people coming through security at the stadium, and if they put their, you know, you have to put your keys and your change and all that stuff in a bowl, like, to the side of the metal detector. Well, if they had Hyundai keys, they were taken into this back room, and they didn't know why. They were just said, yeah, we need to bring you this way, and they all thought they were getting a further security pat down.
Right.
Well, then they are brought into this room, and this video starts on a big flat screen TV, and basically it's a person who was affected by pediatric cancer. So whether it was a child or a parent, who said every time you buy a Hyundai, money goes towards pediatric cancer research. And so they said, by you doing that, you have affected me, you have helped me, blah, 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 but I would like to say this in person. And then all of a sudden, that person in the video walks into the room and gets to meet the owner of the Hyundai. And so, yeah.
It's called Hyundai Hope on Wheels. That's the name of their group. And it is. That was a well-done commercial.
It had the potential to be very long and kind of drawn out, but they did it well enough to where it was quick and it got right to the point, and it was neat.
If I was one of those people that was selected to go back there, though, if I was just put in that kind of situation, I would be so awkward.
Oh, my God.
Awkward just because, it's a great story and everything. Don't get me wrong, but the fact that you're there, there's cameras looking at you.
Well, they probably shot several more than we actually saw. So yes. people like you, they just cut and didn't actually.
Well, right. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But if I was put in that situation, it would just be very awkward for me. I wouldn't know how to react.
Sure.
Well, you would have been perfect.
I would have been perfect for the commercial. My brother was like, "Oh, I want to get my hot dog. I want to get to my seat. Why are they bringing me back into this room?" And I was like, "You are being so insensitive right now."
Yeah, we're just big guys. Come on. That's it. 7:46, hey, the Rodeo Houston lineup came out. We'll do that before the top of the hour.
This is Chad Jones with Chad Jones Law. I've been working out at Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness for about a year now, and I love it. It's unlike any gym I've been to before. There are weights, of course, but the cool parts are the classes and trainers. The focus at BV MMA is getting you as fit as you have ever been by working with trainers who genuinely care about you. My favorite part is the boxing. Talk about a workout. Putting on the gloves and getting in the cage is a rush I can only get at BV MMA.
To learn more about private lessons, visit BVMMA.com. That's BVMMA.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
There were 5 suicides at my boy's high school in less than 2 years. The scale of tragedy was shocking to all of us parents. Heartbroken parents were left grappling with one question: what did I miss? The sobering truth is, any parent can overlook important signs that their child is at risk for self-harm if they don't know what they're looking for. Depression is one of the most common conditions among teenagers contemplating suicide. They may lose interest in their favorite activities or say they feel worthless. You may even notice them giving away prized possessions, telling people goodbye, or isolating from family and friends. They may also be involved in drugs and alcohol or act with reckless behavior. And be sure to watch out for romantic breakups, problems with bullies, or humiliating situations at school. Those events can trigger a downward spiral into suicidal behavior. If you see any of these signs, talk to your teenager and find out what's going on. They may not open up immediately, but keep reaching out to them and get to the truth. If there's a problem, seek professional help that will equip them to find positive solutions when life gets tough. Most of all, encourage them never to choose a permanent solution to a temporary problem. A teenager's outer behavior can mask the pain hiding underneath. Watch for those signs and take action if they're hurting. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Only one event unites the world. 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
and see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kalen Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N2-2818.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:50. Super Bowl 52 was a good one last night.
Brady, second down and 10 from his 49, shotgun snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit. He spins away. He resets. He cocks his arm. He throws long in the end zone to our left. Jump ball. It's ricocheted around and incomplete in the end zone. Zeros on the clock. It's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots.
Tom Brady's desperation Hail Mary bounced around a couple of times before falling incomplete, and the Philadelphia Eagles held on for a 41-33 win of the New England Patriots. Game MVP Nick Foles was 28 of 43 for 373 yards and three touchdowns, including the game winner to Zach Ertz with 2:21 to go as the Eagles grabbed their first ever Super Bowl title.
I mean, I'm fortunate to be around a great coaching staff, great players that we just continue to work throughout the process. I mean, guys, if you look at our training room, it's an all-pro Hall of Fame training room. There's a ton of adversity, but everyone just kept working together, kept believing, kept grinding, and that's what, you know, this team is about. Everyone doubted us, but we just kept coming, and now we're world champs.
And that's Foles after the win. Now, his counterpart, Brady, threw for 505 yards and three TDs, but he also fumbled seconds after Ertz put Philadelphia ahead late.
Had our opportunities, never really got control of the game, never really played on our terms, and, just didn't make enough plays when we needed to.
So it was the first ever Super Bowl win for Philly. Meanwhile, it marked the third loss in eight Super Bowl appearances for Tom Brady and the Patriots. Texas A&M men's basketball picked up its second straight win Saturday, blowing past South Carolina 83-60. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the victory.
This is the best we've played, in my opinion, since maybe the beginning of the year. T.J. Starks is playing with more maturity and making better decisions, especially in the first half. I thought he was really good. I think it's just about coming together and taking time to grow as a team.
Admon Gilder scored 15 points, and Robert Williams added 11 points and 5 blocks for the Aggs, who led by 22 at the half. They never looked back. With the win, the guys improved to 15-8 overall and 4-6 in the SEC. Now on the women's side of the court, Danny Williams became the 30th Texas A&M player to score 1,000 career points, and the number 14 Aggies cruised to a 78-57 victory over Auburn yesterday. Williams said afterwards it was a little bit of a relief now to finally get past that 1,000-point milestone.
It feels really good, but I'm thankful for my teammates that have, you know, helped me out. I can't score if they're not passing me the ball, and so I'm very appreciative of that. But it did feel nice because I knew it was coming up, and so it feels nice to just kind of get over it.
Danny finished the day with 20 points, and Kennedy Carter led all players with 23 as a Maroon and White improved to 18-6 overall and 7-3 in the SEC. Now to get Coach Gary Blair's take on the weekend, as well as Coach Kennedy's, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight starting at 6 right here on WTAW. Texas A&M Track and Field combined for 21 top three finishes on day two of the Charlie Thomas Invitational as it swept the team titles over the weekend. Six Aggie wins produced on Saturday, including Gabe Oladipo in the shot put, Austin Cook in the weight throw, Vanessa Thompson in the 60 meters, Danielle White in the 200 meters, LaJarvia Brown in the long jump, and the women's 4x400 relay. In some offseason baseball news, the Texas Rangers have signed 44-year-old Bartolo Colon to a minor league contract. The right-hander was a combined 7-14 with a 6.48 ERA and 28 starts for Atlanta and Minnesota last season. And after taking yesterday off, the Dallas Stars are back on the ice tonight as they welcome the New York Rangers to town at 7:30, and the Dallas Mavericks are on the West Coast as they pay a visit to the LA Clippers at 9:30. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Ford Fusion ST. Now, it's a payment as low as $246 a month. Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Well, everybody's crazy about someone in a sharp-dressed car, and this is a sharp car. 2015 Ford Fusion, payment as low as $246 a month. Team Ford of Navasota, you go down Highway 6 south of College Station. You can't miss them. They're right there off the highway. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third-generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Still got cool weather here. ABC Home and Commercial Services reminds you that there are critters out there trying to get into your house. Doesn't matter how many legs they have. 8 legs, 6 legs, 4 legs. Yep. Squirrels and raccoons. How about those? And those are some of the nicer pets that you might have coming in. Well, ABC Home and Commercial Services can take care of all of those for you. Outbuildings, your regular house. We don't want to talk about rats and mice, but, you know, they happen as well. If you do have some sort of a rodent control problem, then let ABC Home and Commercial Services put together a plan just for you to eliminate them. Takes care of the ones that are in your home and make sure that new ones don't come a-visiting. Just give them a phone call, 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services can take care of your property the way they've been doing it for years and years and years here in Bryan College Station. And remember, every ABC specialist undergoes a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable when their team is on your property. So call Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, at ABC Home and Commercial Services, 361-0500, or go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Always doing something kind of different at Rodeo Houston. They announced their lineup. You know, Garth Brooks is going to open the rodeo and close it.
Yeah, oh, a little wow. Bookmark action that's or bookend.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat
for.
Thing. I mean,
Tuesday,
Tuesday the 27th is when he'll start things up, and then he'll close it all out on Sunday, March the 18th. I don't know anybody bounce off of there that looks really outstanding to you. Blake Shelton's going to be there.
Yeah, Blake Shelton. Chris Stapleton was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Young was on there, but we get to see him at Chili Fest this year.
That's right. Yep. Little Big Town is going to be there. Yep. Leon Bridges. Jason Aldean. Rascal Flatts.
Zach's favorite.
Yeah, all of these are. Rascal Flatts do pretty well.
Kelsey Ballerini got a little gig, too.
Yep. Going to go see Luke Bryan, are you? Huh?
I have not been to the rodeo to see a concert in a long time, and mostly because weekends are so crazy.
Yep.
And weekdays, I just, you know, we can't go. We can't go at night.
Yeah,
I would almost go
to see One Republic.
Well, okay.
Middle of the week. But that makes it. Brad Paisley will be there as well. And so what happens is the rodeo starts at 6:45 during the week, and the entertainment starts at 8:45.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is late.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that.
And then there's traffic, because there happen to be other people going there, too.
There's always traffic.
Yeah, there really is. So anyhow, but that's the lineup. And we were talking about not too many Texas people, but there's, one? Is that right, Johnson?
And they always do. Oh, Cody Johnson Band's there. Right. Yeah, and they always do, you know, it's called the Hideout or whatever, and they do a lot of Texas country. It's like after the big concerts.
Yeah.
They do a late night thing.
Exactly. All right, so it's not going to be a nice day today as far as the weather's concerned. It's 39 right now. 39! But, you know, at least we're not in the part of the country where it's colder than that. Chill factor's 34. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.